from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9. Preaching the gospel gives me nothing to boast of, for I am under compulsion, and I should be in trouble if I failed to do it. If I did it on my own initiative, I would deserve a reward. But if I do it under compulsion, I am simply accepting a task entrusted to me. What reward do I have then? That in my preaching I offer the gospel free of charge to avoid using the rights which the gospel allows me. So though I was not a slave to any human being, I put myself in slavery to all people to win as many as I could. To the Jews I made myself a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, as one under the law, though I am not, in order to win those under the law. To those outside the law, as one outside the law, though I am not outside the law, but under Christ's law. To win those outside the law. To the weak, I made myself weak to win the weak. I accommodated myself to people in all kinds of different situations, so that by all possible means I might bring some to salvation. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, that I may share its benefits with others. Do you not realize that though all the runners in the stadium take part in the race, only one of them gets the prize? Run like that, to win. Every athlete concentrates completely on training, and this is to win a wreath that will wither, whereas ours will never wither. So that is how I run, not without a clear goal, and how I box, not wasting blows on air. I punish my body and bring it under control, to avoid any risk that, having acted as a herald for others, I myself may be disqualified. Paul was a passionate preacher. His whole life after his conversion was given to proclaiming Christ and Him crucified, the risen Lord. And we too, each in a different way, we are called to be preachers. Some of us have followed a way of life, for example in the Dominican Order, that is given over totally to preaching the word, fulfilling Christ's last admonition to his apostles, go out to the whole world and proclaim the good news. But everyone is called to preach. Parents, in the simplicity of a home, preach to their children. People who are friends preach to each other in a simple sort of way, trying to help people to see God in their lives. It's marvelous how the odd remark in a workplace can help people to realize the importance of being under the law of Christ. And Paul was very dedicated, completely dedicated. If we might misquote Voltaire, the enemy of the best is the good. Paul only gave everything, like the athlete, only to win. And we too, as we read this text, we ask Almighty God to give us the generosity, to give us the strength, to give us the wisdom, to be total in our commitment to Jesus Christ, and to try and proclaim His law in all circumstances. And as Paul said, we will reap the reward.